Today we associate the color blue with coolness. Just imagining the color can make us feel cooler sometimes. That's why blue is often used in advertisements for summer products. And swimming pools, where we go more often in the summer, are often lined with blue tiles. But apparently, until relatively recently in human history, blue didn't exist. In fact, ancient languages didn't even have a word for the color blue. Can you even imagine a world without blue, though? Especially during the summer. Doesn't it feel even hotter, more stifling just to imagine it? Here in Seoul, it is swelteringly hot. COVID is still raging. Maybe we should imagine something that will cool us down, like the color blue. Other things too, like an ice-cold bowl of naengmyeon. Speaking of ice, patbingsu, that shaved ice treat that everyone loves in the summer. Lapis lazuli blue ocean, with waves breaking white. What else? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded.
Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with Season in the Sun by Jung Jae-wook. It is yet another really hot day here in Seoul. It really does just want to make us plunge into the blue, blue ocean, or maybe just a pool lined with those tiny blue tiles. But alas, COVID is keeping us indoors. So we've got to just, you know, power through, and let's just keep imagining all things and get mentally cool, imagining things blue. I'll try to at least help you guys keep cool with some great background music. What is the weather like where you are? I hope you are all staying cool and safe wherever you may be. And I also hope that you will drop by and let me know where you are, wherever you are. Our global roll call is coming up shortly. So let me know where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. While at it, don't forget to send in your song requests and feel free to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything that you feel like sharing. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. You can message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at #8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Jang will join me for our Thursday segment, The Words, to take a closer look at the lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs, so stay tuned. For now, though, I will be right back with a roll call after this. Here is Brave Girls with 치맛바람.
You know what it is? The girls are back.
Brave sound.
Woo!
One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. It's currently 5:21 p.m. and sweltering hot is the word. When I walk outside, I feel like I'm walking inside into like a sauna, a public bath, or an oven. It is really no joke out there. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building here in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? Our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you are all up to today. Aside from tuning into our show, it's where are you? Listener Mogire Machuki says, "It's so pretty today." Oh, thank you. Hello from Nakuru, Kenya. It's a chilly morning here. This is one of Kenya's major counties with abundant natural sceneries and national parks. It is Kenya's third largest city, has immensely contributed to our country's economy. I'm leaving for KCI tomorrow morning, Friday. Oh, wow. Sounds like a really beautiful place from how you describe it. Would love to see it someday. Ning Si Moon says I'm at work, and now I'm going to have lunch with my friends. All right, enjoy your lunch. Always so nice to get some friend time in with your lunch, and hope you guys stay safe. Listener Moon 051896 says I'm at work right now, and I just finished lunch. One starting their lunch, one finishing their lunch. Listener John Daniel 9 says 안녕하세요, 리나 누나. This morning, I finally got my vaccine. Fortunately, I'm not experiencing any problems so far. Now that I don't have to worry about the vaccine, I'm worried about the electric bill. Yoo-yoo. It's so hot that I seem to have the AC running for at least half of the day. They say it's 장마, but not even sudden showers are coming. It's true, it's true. We have not seen a lot of rain here in the capital, or even in this province, right? North of this northern parts of the country. And yeah, we haven't even gotten sunagi or those sudden showers that are so common during rainy season. Although, today before I came into work, even though it's just blisteringly hot with really, really bright sunshine and blue skies, I heard thunder. Weird. Yun Mi-jang says, 언니, 안녕하세요. The weather is shockingly hot today. It's true. It's shocking. I am trying to avoid the heat by not letting in even a fistful of sunlight. My nephew will be 100 days old this Saturday. He should still be inside my sister, but he's already been in the world for 100 days. We wanted to throw him a small party at the hospital, but because of the fourth level social distancing rules, even the parents aren't allowed to visit. These days, I get to see him via video once a week. I can't wait to hold him. I'm so proud of him for making it through a tough surgery and doing so well. I want to shower him with praises. Wow, that is really good news. Congratulations. 100 days and still hanging in there and looks like looking pretty good. And soon your nephew will be strong enough to really, really join the world and go home. Really wonderful update there on your nephew. Really hope that he gets better soon. All right, let's look at song requests. Our first request comes from listener Sihem, who wants to listen to Secret Garden by Oh My Girl. Okay. And then we have Wuan Ning, who writes, it's been a long time that I didn't greet you, and I hope you are always healthy and happy. I'm at work now, and I want to request aespa's Black Mamba. All right, let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. First up is Oh My Girl with Bim Yoo Jung Won, Secret Garden, followed by aespa with Black Mamba. That was aespa with Black Mamba. Before that, we heard Oh My Girl with Bim Yoo Jung Won or Secret Garden. Listener Shooting Shuan 3 says, one fine day. But the emoji says differently. Mask on and, ooh, sweating hot. And Jigu Maor says, I miss you. Where are you? I'm right here. Told you where I am. Don't miss me. I'm here all the time, every day, Monday through Fridays, via OFD. And a listener Mai Uisu says, where are you going? Be careful of the heat. This is my car selfie posted on Instagram today at KBS One Fine Day. I was headed to a taping. I'm sure a lot of people already kind of figured it out from other people's social media. I decided not to really post about it because I didn't want to give too much away. And plus, right now with the situation with, you know, COVID-19, I thought it was better to just kind of keep things a little bit quiet in terms of social media. JSLee2017 also wonders where I'm headed and writes, the sky and the clouds are so blue and beautiful, but it's dangerous weather unless you're indoors. It's too hot. It was the anniversary of my father's passing yesterday, so my family and I visited his grave in Yangpyeong. We prepared some food that he liked and we said our hellos. Had it not been for COVID, the entire extended family would have gathered, but as of now, it can't be helped. The view of the northern Hangang River were so nice on our way back. It was a treat for my family, who had been stuck at home for a while. Of course, we came home before 6 p.m., and today I'm taking a break while looking at the picturesque sky, believing that good days will return. Oh, very glad that you and your family were able to have that little bit outing, and also pay your respects to your late father. And yes, for sure, the sky is really pretty, very blue. Actually, you know, one thing I haven't mentioned is, for all the sweltering heat, the air's been really good, right? It has been good, 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 I think, for the past week. Highly unusual, especially since we didn't have that much rain, but at least there's a big, big silver lining. Listener, I'm Kelly, says, did you happen to do something work-related yesterday? Today's picture makes me guess that way. Well, good guess, because I'm in full-on, you know, professional makeup, of course. I'm Kelly writes, Onni, it is hard to stay positive these days. I find myself focusing on the negative things and reading more provocative headlines without even realizing it. At times like this, I know I have to manage my attitude, but that is easier said than done. What's comforting is that I can stay positive as long as I listen to OFD. I'd like to listen to Boat by George. Well, I'm so glad that our show is able to provide some positivity to you. A lot of people are having trouble staying positive, what with this escalating situation in terms of the fourth wave of the pandemic here in Korea, as well as the heat, which completely lowers our tolerance to really withstand anything, right? We're just more quicker to emotion, we have quicker tempers. So hopefully we can all cool down, like I was talking about in the opening, think of something blue, and also listen to probably one of the most feel-good songs in K-pop, I have to agree. So glad that you requested it, because we're all going to listen to it now. It's our next song break with George. It's Boat. I'm on a boat. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Park Shin-young writes, Onni, I just cut class and came home. Cuckoo. Everyone was cutting class, so I did too. My mom couldn't pick me up today, and if I hadn't cut the class, the shuttle won't be running past 8, so I just came home and I think I did the right thing. All right, we see your reasoning. All right, all right. As long as your mom's okay with it. Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. Where are you going, beautifully made up? I'm not sure, but it seems like you got a haircut. Well, yesterday, I had Kongguksu after I watched your Instagram post. It fueled my craving for it. It was sold out in several places, so I managed to find another one after taking some time. Interestingly enough, it was actually Kong Kalguksu selling at that place. It was heartier than ordinary kongguksu. It sure was tasty, but there were no ice cubes, which I think are indispensable for the cuisine. And the broth wasn't cold enough. Anyway, kalguksu noodle was quite okay, more than I expected. Do you have your own preference on the kind of noodle for kongguksu? No, I have had kalguksu kongguksu, and I really do like the kalguksu noodles, and I love the kind of, we say in Korean, jorgit-jorgit, you know, kind of like that chewiness of it, and I think that really does work well in the flat shape for the kongmul, or the broth. But yes, it has to be cold, I agree. Very, very cold. Alicia Y says, the mystery of the flooded office have been solved. The tap in the kitchenette had stopped working for a couple of days. No one knew why, and everyone obviously started playing around with the pipes and stuff. Turns out, the tap had stopped working because the water in the pipes had frozen due to the cold air released as a byproduct of the heater. And after the last person left the office on Monday, heater off, ice melts, pipes that had been fiddled around with, well, they say when it rains, it pours. Yes, even though we can't imagine it now, you guys are in the throes of winter, frozen pipes and all. And yes, that is definitely going to be a culprit, especially with indoor heating systems. The expansion and contraction of those pipes is pretty crazy. Well, mystery solved. Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 언니. My baseball team is celebrating the 15th anniversary of its founding, so I'm busy prepping for that while also working. Today, I looked into making stickers and some special merchandise while texting invitations to the quote-unquote ancestors who founded the team. Oh, okay, team founders. Now, all the while I'm busy with everything, I can't help but feel so happy and proud. It turns out I've been part of the team for 10 years now. Once again, I'm reminded of how fast time flies. I have no doubt that we will continue to be a great storm. Please congratulate Incheon Hemosystem. I love that. Hammers Storm. Hemosystem Women's Baseball Team. It's their 15th anniversary. Storm Jang! All right. Ooh, I can just see your message bursting with pride. Well, congratulations on Incheon Hemosystem Women's Baseball Team on their 15th anniversary. 15주년 축하합니다. All right, it's time for our next song break. It's a song request by listener Moon 051896. Here is 2 p.m. with Hey Hey. Make it. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Today we'll listen to two songs that have the word blue in their titles. See, we're trying to still keep you guys all nice and cool. The first song I have for you is the K-pop song Blue Lemonade by Red Velvet. A lot of people now associate this beloved girl group with the summer season, perhaps in part to their 2017 hit song 빨간 맛, right? Red flavor. Well, Blue Lemonade is another song that they released in the summer as a part of their 2018 mini album entitled Summer Magic. It is a refreshing pop dance track befitting its title. It compares very cleverly the beginning stages of a relationship to a bottle of lemonade. It starts like this. So clear, between the stopped gazes of you and me, a wave rolls in. With a hint of blue, refreshing sensation spreads in my mouth, shaking my heart just like that carbonated drink in the bottle. An unfamiliar feeling rises in me. Pour me a little bit more of you, oh you. A cup full of the sweet scent of the ocean, as if I've just squeezed in a freshly picked lemon. That sounds so refreshing. It's almost making my mouth water. As for the non-K-pop song of the day, we will listen to Blue by French-American R&B and pop musician Lolo Zuai. Before her debut as a singer, she co-wrote Still Down from American singer-songwriter HER's self-titled album, which won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Album. Blue was a part of Lolo Zuai's 2019 debut album entitled High Highs to Low Lows. The song also has some French lines in it. Now, let me give you a bit of an example, and pardon my horrible pronunciation. Here's some lyrics. To fit my mood, it feels like déjà vu. Quand j'ai les bleus, staring at my white wall, the Aaliyah poster. Swear, this is the last time I want to be hungover. I just need to be left alone. I can't even look at my phone. No blue messages on my end. Now you see in red, because I left you on red. blue. All I see is, all I feel is blue. L'avion bleu, c'est comme ça. Okay. Two very different uses of the color blue, right? We have the blue, happy blue that I was talking about, keeping us cool. But then we have another traditional feeling of blues, like having the blues. Let's listen to these two songs back to back. Blue Lemonade by Red Velvet and Blue by Lolo Zuai. That was Blue by Lolo Zuai, and then before that it was Blue Lemonade by Red Velvet. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the program, it's our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Chang. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp 8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. I'll wrap up part one of the show with John Park and his song, Now Us Here.
왜 사랑해 날 가끔 넌 묻곤 해.
Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park, The Words. Our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Chang. Let's give Stella a chance to get settled in with a quick song break. Here is Stella and her friend Cheese's new project, 31. If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component, so we take time each week to take a closer look into lyrics in our segment, The Words. Now, making sure that nothing gets lost in translation, we'll sit down and chat with singer-songwriter Stella Chang.
Hello.
Welcome back, Stella. How have you been?
I feel like I came here yesterday.
Oh, again.
It's like you're I'm here coming every here every day.
The week went that fast for you?
Yeah, I don't know why, but mm-hmm. I feel like I come here like too often.
Maybe there's
good,
just not a lot going on in between?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's
mm-hmm. It's not because I'm doing mm-hmm. so many things that time flies mm-hmm. or anything. I think it's because there isn't so many things going on.
Well, I guess we're a good marker for your week. We started
yeah,
off... It is another Thursday. We just played your song collaboration with Cheese.
Oh, yeah. I released a new song. I've been busy with that new song.
You have been busy. So that's why time is flying. And it's called 31. Really, really cute song talking about turning 31.
Actually, we have maybe half a year left as 31 mm-hmm. in Korean age.
Yes.
But we thought we might have to do this year.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, we were thinking of that 21 thing.
No,
sure. 21. And uh-huh. we thought that, oh, so it's going to be fun if we make a song called 31.
I get it.
in Korean age, we're 31 right now.
Right.
And then we thought, oh, if we don't do this right now, right, like, we're never going to be able to
do this. It won't apply. It won't apply. You have to do it before 31 passes.
Yeah, and so next year, we already made an agreement on the change of the lyrics. We're going to sing Man 31.
Man 31. So international age 31. So because you sing I'm turning 31, and technically international age, you will be turning 31 in the future. So it still applies.
Yeah.
Right? So it applies for, it's nice because with Korean age and international age, this song can go for a good 2 years.
Without changing the lyrics.
Exactly, without changing the lyrics. And also because your song title was called 31, the number 31, it was a little bit of a clue for today's topic and theme.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's actually it has more to do with the last week's topic.
Yes, it's a continuation.
Yeah,
huh?
Which was time.
Yes.
And today's topic is more time. We have specific time.
Yes.
For each song.
Yes. So today's songs actually have times or numbers in the time of day. Mm-hmm. The time, like right now, it is 6:09 p.m.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've got some interesting songs with some really interesting titles, lots of numbers today that we'll be working with.
Oh, we could have a difference in Korean because it was 시간.
Yes.
And this time it's 시각.
시각.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. So kind of a nice little continuation on time. Mm-hmm. And the first song that we'll be talking about?
It's 11:11 by Taeyeon. And written by Ina Kim.
Yes.
I didn't know. I really love this song.
I love this song, too. Mm-hmm. Really, really good song. I remember Ina, I don't know why my memory is faltering today, but I do remember Ina talking about 11:11, that there is something specific about that time.
Mm-hmm.
That I think back in the day, whenever you see 11:11, I think it was supposed to be good luck or something.
Oh, yeah. It means that somebody's thinking about you or something like that.
Okay. That's what it was. Thank you. Making sure nothing gets lost in my faltering memory. We have Stella John. So we're starting with already something, a time that actually has a cultural significance. When you see 11 o'clock, it means someone is thinking
of you. I think it's not even just 11:11. I think it's actually you have the same number for the time and the minute.
Yes.
Hour and the
any time or minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 12:12. So here we have 11:11. And that kind of helps kind of kickstart where we're going to go with the story of the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she chose specifically 11:11 just to write this second line.
I think so too. I think so too. Yeah.
It's 11:11. It's time when there isn't quite a notch left of today.
Mm-hmm.
It's time when we used to make wishes and laugh. The oddest things remind me of you. The wind cold as the tail end of your love. When I open the window, it's all you blowing in. When this time is all over, would the breakup be over too? Would I be done forgetting you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even after everything's left in search for their places, and you've left with my everything, my heart is like the two hands of a clock, always only circling the same place.
Oh, that's so pretty. My heart is like the two hands of a clock, and they're just stuck there, right? And they just have to go round and round and round over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's what my heart is like, always circling the same place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I believe I'll be over you.
Yeah.
In the calendar is a certain day of a certain month that we made plans for a long time ago. If it's all been forgotten for you, I should probably erase it too. It probably won't be a big deal in hindsight.
So it seems like this breakup that she's talking about hasn't been too long.
Yeah.
Because she's still got dates
things
on the calendar.
Planned.
Yeah, still out there on the calendar that's not erased.
Like a strange flower that blooms for a short while in the gap of seasons, like the morning star that hangs in between the days, everything someday will pass. When everything comes back in their places and I can laugh as if nothing's happened, saying your name once or twice probably won't be as painful as it is now.
So it still kind of stings, but looking forward to the future when it won't sting so much, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, I always assumed when she's singing this and she says it's 11:11,
mm-hmm.
I just assume it's at night. It's a very night story.
Oh, I never thought about 11:11 as a morning song.
Right? I mean, it could be like maybe she woke up at 11:11 and she's not over you. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But to me.
But we have that clue in 오늘이 한 칸이 채 안 남은
시간. True, that's true.
Because it means that we have maybe 49 minutes left of today.
Left in the day. Not much left in the day. Very, very mm-hmm. true. It's a very night story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one assumes that it's going to be in the morning, that it's 11:11 at night.
And it makes me think about that thing that, you know, more and more people have those electronic clocks.
Yes.
So when I was young, I remember learning how to read the time on the clocks, like the old school clocks.
Mm-hmm.
And so 오늘이 한 칸이 안 남았다.
Right.
That only applies to those old clocks.
Yes, that's very true.
Which means that it's still important to know how to read time.
They're not obsolete yet. Hopefully not. Absolutely not. It's true. It's something where you have to visualize an actual, you know, clock with the hand in the second hand, mm-hmm. not a digital clock, to really make sense of that line.
And I also like the fact that she used this 11:11
mm-hmm.
as Taeyeon, the protagonist.
Yes.
Thinking of someone, mm-hmm. not somebody's thinking of me.
Right, exactly. Turning it around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it even more lonely and sad, because when you look at that, you think, oh, is someone thinking of me? But actually just makes her realize that she is without that person. More lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Even sadder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the person thinking of that person.
Exactly, exactly. And then and that kind of goes, oh, and then I wonder, are you, you know, going to... Have you forgotten about the plans we made already? I don't know. Maybe I should forget about it, too. Very wistful, passive mm-hmm. kind of voice here. Also very, you know, in tune with this nighttime. Not much left of the day. Musically, I love it because I feel the mood of the song matches so perfectly with the lyrics, especially the way all the phrases and verses end not on the dominant chord.
Oh,
it's left a little open-ended, you know, and so when she sings, I will be over you, it's very left kind of unresolved.
It's open.
Very open. And mm-hmm. that just, I thought, was so perfect for this contemplation kind
of mood. And it's, you know, it's a really nice night song. And even the mood and the arrangement and everything mm-hmm. makes this song a night song.
Very intimate and acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's a lovely way to start off our look into Shika. Today, it is 11:11 here with By Taeyeon.
It's 11:11.
That was Taeyeon with 11:11.
Mm-hmm.
We were both remarking on how it seems very important that they decided to go with 11:11,
not the English 11:11.
Exactly, not the the English, not the Korean way to say time.
And I never really thought of it, but in Korean, you have different counting system for hours and minutes. And I apologize for every non-Korean people learning Korean clock system.
Can you apologize for us learning French as well? Learning of how to say time in French is really hard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So many rules.
Yes, lots of rules. And then there's like the 15 after, and then the 30, and then the 40.
Yeah, but actually, like, English is kind of the same with quarter and
True, but we don't have to use it. We can also just say 11:11.
Well, French people don't have
or
to use it.
12:45. It's true. Learning how to say time in any language, you're going to definitely meet some quirkiness there. But we are going into a Korean pronunciation of time in our next song.
Mm-hmm. It's 벌써 12시, Gotta Go by Cheong Ha. And we all know that this 12시 is midnight.
Of course.
Not noon.
No.
Oh, 아쉬워 벌써 noon.
No, definitely not. It's gonna be midnight. Gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So one of Chungha's hit song, and yeah. I really love this song. It was a fun song to watch and to listen to.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like it. The way you speak casually, like it, your small habits when you talk, they're not bad. Boy, you know, no. Like the way you hold my hand without a word. Like the way I'm a little surprised, but I don't hate it. You know, boy.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I don't hate it. It's just very, you know, kind of in that flirtatious
yeah.
kind of stage.
So they just met or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, 싫지가 않는 걸. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The once paint blue sky is already black, and emotions are growing deeper. I gotta tell you this, a strange feeling that only two of us can feel. I really like it too, but it's too late.
Oh, but it's too late. So
come on, 12 o'clock is not late.
she has a curfew, I guess. Perhaps. We all have a curfew
Cinderella
now.
Thing,
yes, yeah. It's a Cinderella or pandemic curfew, I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, it came out before pandemic.
I know,
but
I'm just
yeah,
joking.
Still, yeah. I regret that it's already 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. What could I do? It's already 12 o'clock. I don't want to let you go. I know how you feel it.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very Cinderella.
Yeah, it's very Cinderella, but mm-hmm. But the way she dances yeah. and all the choreography and everything,
yeah.
you feel like she's okay if she just stays like
past
a little
12
more.
O'clock.
I want to whisper love in the beat of the music. Honestly, the two of us would feel the same. Gotta go, 12 o'clock. I know we're thinking the same thing. I cannot be any more honest. Gotta go. 12 o'clock. Mm. Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder why she has to go exactly, but we're not going to question that. It adds the drama that the song definitely has, and, you know.
Yeah, but Midnight has, it's a very remarkable time
very
of a day. Very significant.
Yes.
It's exactly the fine line between 2 days.
Exactly.
And, it's just that significance that made them choose this particular time.
I think so. And also, 열두시 works really well for the rhythm and, mm-hmm. you know, the number of syllables.
Yeah.
So lyrically, it sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think that, you know, there's some sort of nice flirtation building with somebody here, with our protagonist.
Yeah.
But then when you passed midnight, now you're really into, wow, we're partying late into the night. But it could also just go too deep, too fast, too soon.
Mm-hmm.
So this seems to be also an emotional marker, not just a physical mm-hmm. time marker.
Or I thought about mm-hmm. another theory.
Uh-huh.
Which is, she lives far away.
Okay.
So she has to get the last train.
She has the last bus.
last
oh, no,
bus.
My last bus leaves at 12:10. That's true.
Yeah. And very conservative parents.
It's really funny. All right.
How could we have so much in common, mm-hmm. from taste, hobbies, to even when we eat?
Mm-hmm.
You're reading my heart. I can't help but think, if only we'd met a little earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, like earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So the stars are shining brighter. Time is moving onward. Sensibility grows deeper. I gotta tell you this. The cozy feeling I could only feel from you. I really like it too, but it's too late.
It's so yeah. catchy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super, super catchy. So
yeah.
we get the refrain and the hook again.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? 벌써 열두시네. It's already 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have that bridge where she gets, she has some...
little temptation there.
Yeah, a little temptation yes. to stay there.
Yes.
In the corner of my heart, mm-hmm. a little string, I'm holding onto it. Baby, don't want to be alone if you're late. If you're any later, I might let go of it all.
Ooh.
I'm really trying to make you see.
Oh, and then right when that point of temptation comes, we get the hook again, of course.
Yeah.
Which is nice because it seems like that she went back to her, oh, well, but still.
Yeah.
It's 12 o'clock.
Oh, but still, I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go. J.S. Lee says, you know, when Oh My Girls, Hyojung sings this song, and she says, but the 열두시, it sounds like 12 o'clock at noon.
Oh My Girls, Hyojung could do anything, and it's in the day.
It's always day. Yeah. It's very true. And Kim Ji-soo says, oh, you know what? Now we have to say 벌써 여섯시.
Oh, my God.
Because of our level 4. Yeah. It's true. Definitely mm-hmm. so. But let's not think about that. Let's think about this wonderful, you know, kind of very flirtatious, I met you, but oh man, things are getting so, we're clicking, we have so much in common, taste, hobbies, even what, you know, when we eat. It's funny, even when we eat, it's what they have.
Maybe they ate once.
Sure. And then we have that little Cinderella story. Oh, but I gotta go. Really cute, really flirtatious. And keeping us cool here as we listen, here's Chungha with 벌써 열두시 or Gotta Go. That was Chungha with 벌써 열두시, English title Gotta Go. Gotta mm-hmm. go. It's interesting to note that for her stage performances of this song, she is wearing an outfit that is supposed to be kind of reminiscent of actually Prince Charming.
Oh, Prince Charming of Cinderella.
Of the Cinderella story. Not Cinderella herself, right? Oh. Which is a kind of a nice twist there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely so. So it's a very direct reference, obviously, to the fairy tale of, you know, the clock yeah. strikes midnight and then, you know.
All the magic is gone.
Yes, crazy things happen. In mm-hmm. every fairy tale, we've got that clock striking midnight.
Yeah.
And moving on to our next song of the day.
Our next song is 444, 4시 44분 by Park Bom featuring Hyun of Mamamoo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have another time.
Another time, and this is 444, mm-hmm. 444.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I had to say how I'm feeling, I'd say it's dreamy. If I had to show my heart, I'd say it's dreamy. Mm. If I had to express my mood, I'd say it's dreamy. Dreamy, dreamy, dreamy. Right now, it's 444.
Now, it's a mouthful in English, but it's even more of a mouthful in Korean mm-hmm. To sing this. But the word dreamy is 몽환적.
Yeah.
Right? And singing that is not, I don't think, the easiest lyric to sing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
몽환적?
몽환적.
몽환적? 몽환적.
Yeah. Yeah, and 몽환적 is something more than just dreamy. It's illusional, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like almost hallucination, surreal mm-hmm. feeling. Yeah, you're getting this kind of surreal feeling there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to cry, and I don't want to laugh. I can't sleep, and I keep hating you for leaving.
So we have another person who's been left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did it go wrong? When you said you loved me, I'm sure you meant it. But why do I keep tearing up? Tell me, hold me please, please.
Hmm.
And then she repeats right. The dreamy part, mm-hmm. and it's 444, 444, 444.
Right.
And the more I close my eyes, the clearer I can see. Because of your image, I open my eyes, I lose my endless fight against the increasingly long night, and I turn on the light. I'm alone now, but you still live in my mind. That bothers me now. What should I do? I should endure it any way I can in the end. And I find myself crying. This is the story's end.
Okay. So now we get actually a specific kind of context of when this is going on. Actually, very late at night, 4:44 in a.m.,
yeah.
Right? And it's sort of like a kind of, it's a dreamy kind of works because you're sort of kind of half asleep, half awake.
Yeah.
And you suddenly just kind of wake up and you look at the time and you're like, oh, it's 4:44. Usually I'm thinking of dark black night, digital clock, red numbers, yeah. you know, says 4:44.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, because of your image, I open my eyes, I lose my endless fight against this long night. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
And at the end, she says, dazed, dazed, dazed. Mm. I look at the time. It's 4:44. Still, still, still. I look at the time. It's 4:44.
Right. And all this repetition also kind of works with the 4:44. Before we had 11:11, it was a repetition of like two numbers, mm-hmm. not 1:11:11, right?
Yeah.
But here we have 4:44. It's like a triple.
Yeah.
Right? And so here we also get triple in all of the lyrics as well. Mm-hmm. Dreamy, dreamy, dreamy. Kamani, kamani, kamani. Still,
oh, yeah,
still,
that's
still.
Right.
And this all kind of, if you want to imagine 4:44 in the morning, you're fast asleep, you had some dream, you thought of somebody, you wake up in the morning, you're yeah. kind of dazed and confused.
Yeah.
And this song really kind of it works well to capture mm-hmm. that mood and that emotion.
And I also think of a broken clock. Because she is looking at this clock, and at the beginning it's 4:44.
Right.
And at the end it's still
4:44.
Maybe 3 minutes has passed, have passed between those two timings.
Well, yeah, according to how long the song is, which is 3:43.
So it must be 4:47, and it's not. So no. Maybe the clock is broken.
I think this is capturing an exact second.
Yeah.
Yeah, of the time. And that's another thing that makes it more surreal. It's really stretched out to the mm-hmm. length of the song. The song is one moment, right,
yeah.
in time. Pretty interesting stuff. Another kind of using time and numbers to create a mood and emotion and, you know, inform us what's going on with this protagonist.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of day song today.
No. So far, we're going to get to days, but so far we're deep in the night. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's listen. Here is Park Bom with 4시 44분 or 4:44 featuring Hyun of Mamamoo. We just heard 4시 44분 or 4:44 by Park Bom featuring Hyun. And on this week's mm-hmm. The Words with Stella Jang, we had some listeners questioning. I had some late arrivals on Kong. We are listening to some more songs about time. It's kind of a continuation of last week's topic. But today we're talking about time as in specific times of day. But so yep. far, we've been at specific times of night. We got really late at night. We went from 11:11 to 12 o'clock to 4:44 in the morning. And now, let's pretend it's the next day mm-hmm. and move on to our next song.
And it's our first day song.
Yay!
It's 2:20, mm-hmm. so 2:20 p.m.
Okay.
By Peppertones featuring Kim Hyuna of Lala Sweet. Mm-hmm. And its original song is by Park Kyung-hwan, also known as Jeju Sonyeon.
Yeah, interesting. And it mm-hmm. was remade just a year after.
Yeah, right. So this is Peppertones' version.
Okay.
And it starts with a question.
Yes.
What are you thinking of at a cafe? I've been looking for you and waiting for you all this time. 2 months have passed, and all I could ask was, what would you like? But I still like 2:20 in the afternoon when she comes.
Hmm.
Oh, so this is from the Alba point of view.
Yes, this is the barista's point of view. Very mm-hmm. cute kind of little cafe romance going on here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I see her brushing away her long hair and smiling at me, it feels like time would stop. Would happiness be short? Right now, I'm not afraid. She showed up earlier than usual. She's there. And for some reason, she comes to me and says, you look good in the uniform.
I like that. Good acting, Stella.
We're the only two people in the cafe. Did she figure out how I feel? She's smiling shyly and delaying her order.
Ooh.
What are you thinking of at a cafe?
Mm-hmm. I have this theory that this first and last line, what are you thinking of at a cafe? 카페에서 무슨 생각을 하는 거니 넌? I feel like this might have been sort of inspired by maybe just sitting at a cafe and just people watching.
Yeah.
Because don't you ever wonder sometimes, you know, people are just sitting there, they're not looking at their phone, they're alone, and then they just got their drink. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I always kind of wonder, like, what are you thinking about? Maybe that was the seed, the inspiration point for this song.
Yeah, I think this song is quite surprising for me.
Yeah.
Because when I go to a cafe,
yeah.
I go there for specific reasons.
Okay.
I go there with a laptop or...
Sure. I got to get work done. I got to finish these lyrics.
Or I have a meeting. I just get my coffee and get out. And so
true.
I never just sit there and watch people. So.
That's but a lot of people do, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or, you know, you're going there to meet somebody. But here it's very specific that this woman is showing up at a cafe mm-hmm. apparently every 2:20 p.m.
Yeah, maybe it's her lunchtime mm-hmm. or after lunchtime.
After lunchtime mm-hmm. or their break.
And also what's interesting is that what we know about the relationship between these two protagonists
mm-hmm.
is that they don't know each other
right
yet. And still he says, 카페에서 무슨 생각을 하는 거니? None. Like casually, as yes. if they knew each other for a long time.
Right. There's already this instant intimacy. Mm-hmm. But we find out that what's surprising is that it's not established yet. But that's how he's kind of feeling. He's feeling this intimacy towards her. But also knowing what time this person comes in every day, kind of knowing their daily routine mm-hmm. without knowing them is intimate.
Yeah, you know, it's you see the same people at mm-hmm. the same place every day, maybe.
Did you ever experience that? I experienced that when I was going to school. I would stop by this this cart on the street for coffee and a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
But every day, it, like they get to know me a little bit, right?
Yeah, I just remember that like it was not even at school, mm-hmm. but I met like strangers, mm-hmm. but in the metro.
Same time
always
every day.
At the same time.
That's
and
true.
Maybe not the same people all the time, but no. I could see this guy going to work like maybe three times a week.
Right. And then their schedule aligns with yours. And there's yeah. already that weird
oh,
intimacy.
Oh, I have a friend like who's with her boyfriend like for years now and mm-hmm. they met like that. Because they were in the same company.
No way.
And they took the same not subway, the tram line. Mm-hmm. They were on the same tram line for so many times.
Oh, wow, that they finally just noticed each other?
Yeah, and they got together.
And they just Ooh. Started talking to each other?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic story.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that happens.
That is this a very compact song, but it does kind of, you know, shed light on this very interesting dynamic that you can be strangers, but you do feel this strange intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this intimacy is maybe moving towards pre-romance, kind of like your friend's story.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what I noticed about this song is little details where the writer inserts two everywhere. The number two everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yes. 2 months have passed, mm-hmm. right? And all I can ask is, you know, what would you like? You know?
Yeah. And we're the only two people in the cafe.
Exactly. Suddenly, they're the only two people. I don't know where everybody else went.
Yeah.
And it becomes a very... It's probably not literal. It feels like there's only two people in the mm-hmm. cafe because it becomes kind of very romantic Coffee Prince sort of moment.
Yeah.
And it's a very cute, romantic, very compact song. But as always, with Jeju Sonyeon Park Hyung-hun and even the Peppertones, you're always going to have a second extra layer.
Yeah.
A little kind of a social, mm-hmm. you know, observation.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. Let's listen. Here's Peppertones, a cover of 2시 20분, 2:20 p.m. featuring Kim Hyuna of Lala Suite. That was the Peppertones with 2시 20분 or 2:20 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of this strangers and intimacy, Alicia writes, I meet a friend who lives near my office because he tends to walk his dog around the time I go to and leave work.
Oh.
So you just keep running into them and then finally you're just like, yeah. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, it's routines true. Just cross sometimes with yeah, other people.
It's true.
Strangers.
Yeah, so strangers and the intimacy between strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cool thing that we're talking about. Thanks to the Peppertones' song. And it is currently 6:50 p.m. and we have time for one more song.
This is 5시 53분에 하늘에서 발견한 너와 나 in Korean. And its English title is Just Blue Hour by Tomorrow by Together. And the literal translation of the title would be You and Me That I Found on the Sky of 5:53.
Right.
And we don't know if it's in the afternoon. I think it's the dawn, I maybe. Like it's... it could be two. It could
I
want to
say sunset.
Two. Mm-hmm.
It is sunset because it's in the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
mm-hmm.
So it's sunset, but mm-hmm. early sunset.
Yes.
So maybe we're in the European winter time.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, just winter time. Mm-hmm. Definitely not sunset in the summertime. So we're getting a little bit more specific in terms of placement of time, which is yeah. obviously super important for a song named after a specific time.
Yeah.
So we're going to get these clues as to why this is going on, and it's the sky of 5:53, and mm-hmm. obviously it's PM, And it's What I Discovered of You and I. So we have a relationship story as well.
Yeah.
All right.
So it starts with boom, 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 but a boom, boom. Blue hour.
Blue hour.
I really hate awkwardness, so I just laugh. Baby, I know we were special. The one and only in the world, special. Your eyes like emptied out gift box. You and I and the setting sun.
Okay, so we have a relationship that is over in the past tense. I know we were special. And you and I in the setting sun. So that's where we get our 5:53 p.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's this expression of your eyes like emptied out gift box?
It's sad. It's very sad, right?
Yeah. it's a gift box, but emptied out.
Utterly empty. Mm-hmm.
But it's you. You're the one that I want. You, everything that I want. Blue, the blue that fell next to me. Everything's changing, that's right. But it's you at 5:53. You, the other world is beautiful, but it's you. Oh, no, that's where it stops.
Mm-hmm.
You, the other world is beautiful.
Is beautiful. 이 세계는 아름다워.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because of imagination, before the sky's orange-hued magic ends, because of imagination, at that fleeting moment, can you feel the rush? Can you feel the rush? Time, please stop.
All right. So we have two things coinciding here. We have the sunset, physical sunset,
yeah.
And the sunset of our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Orange-hued magic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to stay here. Can you feel the rush? Can you feel the rush? The border between the two worlds in that gap. I want you and I to stay. Come on, let's do it. I want to stay here. Can you feel the rush? Can you feel the rush? In the time of dogs and wolves, mm-hmm. I want to be trapped in the magic blue hour.
Okay. I see there's this rush here that you feel.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously, this is very, very specific because we all know how quick that sunset is.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant, and we got these beautiful, like they said here, orange-hued magic.
Yeah.
Right? Orange-beat mabop.
Yeah.
But it's very quick, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And, you know, it's going down, it's going down. But this protagonist wants it to stop. We want to stay here.
They keep talking about the two worlds.
Yeah.
So they don't belong in the same world, maybe. And one of them has to move to belong to the same world.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also the blue hour. Is the time of dogs and wolves. Like in French, when you say heure entre chien et loup, it means that you can't discern a dog and a wolf.
Oh.
So it's that dark.
I see.
It means that it's not clear enough.
Right.
It's the time of the day where the sun is setting.
Yes.
And,
it's twilight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. In the time of dogs and wolves.
I see.
Yeah. You are my special, my one and only special. The door of the dream opens and you within the memories come to life. Mm-hmm. So tell me what to do. A clue to stop the sun. I saw you. Who will smile?
Ah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Mm-hmm. Now it almost sounds like some sort of like a Twilight story.
Yeah.
Right?
The door of the dream opens.
Yes.
And you within the memories come to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because it's you, you're the one that I want. You, everything that I want. Blue, the sunset that colored at that moment. Everything's changing because it's you. At 5:53, you will always be beautiful.
Mm, at 5:53.
Yeah. And they talk about that orange-hued magic of the sky and the fleeting moment. Can you feel the rush?
Right.
In time, please stop.
Yeah. So it's after that orange-hued magic, the sunset ends, and then you get that weird, it's not completely dark yet, but it's got that weird twilight where things are hard to make out. That wonderful phrase about the dogs and the wolves, we cannot actually tell them apart, right? And this is where he wants to stay with this person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my time machine, the fading sunset colors. To be honest, I know it'll end. The sun is down, 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 down.
Oh, it's very down.
Yeah, it's like five times down.
Yeah.
And before you disappear in that night, I hold you in my fantasies, in my eyes.
Mm.
So she disappears in the night.
Mm-hmm.
So she can only be there. Maybe it's Cinderella.
Or maybe it's like a werewolf romance.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know.
That sounds a lot like a magical yeah. relationship.
Yeah, there is, I don't know. Is it just me? There's something
they don't belong to the same kind of same 종족, you know?
No, same species.
Same species.
There is something a little fantastical.
Maybe a love between an elf and a dwarf.
Right. Some sort of kind of fantastical element in this song, which is really good for really just it. Gives an urgency to the romance, right? And it gives this sort of star-crossed lovers kind of atmosphere going on. But then we don't actually say all the cliches. Very actually creative way to go about a very familiar theme for lyrics, right? Pretty cool stuff. And everybody is remarking about 5:53, our longtime listeners who have our schedule down so pat, says, Kim Ji-soo says, well, 5:53, that's time for Parallel Universe. Update 2000 says, actually, to be more specific, it is when the non-K-pop song starts.
Yeah, wow. And it's usually when I arrive in the studio.
Exactly when she arrives in the studio and comes in. So 5:53 has significance for apparently all of us here.
Yeah.
At OFT. And it is our last Shigak, or time-specific song of the day. Yeah. Thank you so much, Stella.
And
for
it's 6:57 right now.
It's absolutely
I'm turning
so.
58 in 3 seconds.
1 second. And now.
Ta-da!
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's time to say goodbye, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow in 7 days.
In 7 days, because time flies. We hope you stay cool from the sweltering heat.
Yeah,
and take care.
With air conditioner.
With air conditioner. All right. Taking Stella out, here is TXT, or Tomorrow by Together with... Can you read the title?
5시 53분에 하늘에서 발견한 너와 나, Blue Hour.
All right. Thank you, Stella.
Thank you.
We just heard Blue Moon by Hyorin and Changmo, and before that, it was Blue Hour, or 5시 53분에 하늘에서 발견한 너와 나 by TXT, or Tomorrow by Together. And before I go, as I close today's show, we're closing with a message by listener Cho Jae-ung, who says, I'm saying hello for the first time in a while with a heavy heart. I've contracted COVID and have been in a treatment facility for the past 6 days. I want to listen to Nuna's Miracle, and I hope the situation will pass quickly, like a miracle. So sorry to hear the news, and we really, really hope that you feel all better really, really soon. So I'm going to close today's show with your song request. It is me, Park Jung-hyun, with Miracle, taking us out today. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.